Well, good afternoon. It's 2:34 on Monday, October 24th, and I've been meaning to begin a process to attempt some podcasting, and so I'm going to create this first podcast and get it on the internet and see what happens as the beginning of this process. My technology is a little crude. I'm using a little cassette tape recorder that I'll then convert to an MP3 and get it on my website, and then we'll see what happens. I'm waiting this afternoon to make a trip up to Loup City, Nebraska, about a 2.5 hour drive through this gorgeous sand hills of Nebraska. I'm looking forward to it today. It should be a beautiful fall day to drive through the sand hills and catch the splendor of fall in central Nebraska. So anyway, I thought we'd give this a try and just see what happens. I've had a dream to create a system for podcasts and posting MP3s of interest for catechesis and for maybe even general politics on the web, and thought that this would be kind of a unique kind of setup. Basing it a little bit on the IT conversations model, where Doug Kay, I think is his name, was posting a variety of talks and lectures and interviews and things on his IT conversations around technology. And I just thought that that was a really neat idea, and thought, you know, it would be neat to do that, especially around catechetics, that there's a real void around the issue of catechetics. So I figured the one way to try is to just go ahead and start and see if I can make the technology work in kind of a meaningful way, and to see what happens. So that's what we're off to. To give this a try, this you might call this Curry's Podcast number one, as an experiment, a pilot, if you will, to see if we can make this process work. So we're sitting in the living room on the way to finish packing as I head up into Loup City this afternoon. Several things that I thought were rather interesting. It really froze last night for the second night in a row, and I think whatever plants or trees that it didn't get on Saturday night, it sure did get on Sunday night. So the plants that we even moved up closer to the house are now wilted and dying because of the freeze that happened last night. So I did get the last of the fruit vegetables in from our garden. The garden didn't go very well this year. I don't know what the deal was, how come it didn't go very well, but the tomatoes just didn't go very well. The green beans were very disappointing. There's nothing better in the summer than a pot of green beans cooked in the pressure cooker with bacon and new potatoes. Boy, that's just one of my favorite summertime meals. That and bacon lettuce and tomato sandwiches. I just love those sandwiches. It's really neat to have a bacon lettuce and tomato sandwich with fresh tomatoes, and you know, even if you have to buy the lettuce out of the grocery store, with fresh homegrown tomatoes. One day bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches, and the next day green beans. That's just now there's summer eating, I'll tell you what. So Wednesday I leave for Chicago, going to Chicago for a few days for NCCL's representative council meeting that's going to be held at the Holiday Inn outside of O'Hare in Chicago. So that'll be interesting. Some interesting things on the agenda. Tom Walters is going to give a talk about the research he's doing with respect to seminarians, the current seminarians. And we're also going to spend some time talking about the role of the representative council and what it does and that kind of stuff. So that should be an interesting conversation. And then Jim Tucker is the chair of a committee that's looking at the bylaws to update the bylaws for NCCL. And we're supposed to be getting some kind of opportunity to talk about revising the bylaws. We designed NCCL, the National Conference of Catechetical Leadership. We created a new model about 5 years ago, and this is the five-year review to see what we've learned. And I do think that the representative council is one of the places that we need to make some changes. I don't think the representative council is actually working as it was at one time envisioned. And so I don't think that the members of the conference are as well represented as possible. It's just like this little appendage that's been stuck there in the area of religious ed for NCCL. And then, you know, twice a year we get together and hear some reports and have some conversations, which for the most part don't really go anywhere. We're not consulted about the agenda items. And so I think that, you know, if we can take a look at the bylaws and the way the representative council works and make some changes that makes the council in fact a representative council, then I think that that will be provide us with a real heart for the organization, because that's the language we used to begin with. We said that the representative council was the heart of the organization and would be dreaming, envisioning, and representing the memberships that gave direction to the board and the conference, and it's not really have worked out that way. So at any rate, that's what's coming up in the future as we move into the fall representative council meeting. So it'll be good to see a lot of people that are on the representative council. We usually, while we work pretty hard, it's a good time to talk and to renew friendships and that kind of thing over the years. So I do, in a roundabout way, look forward to that. Tom Walters, as I said, is going to be giving a presentation and conducting a process. So I was on the executive committee with Tom, and so it'll be good to have an opportunity to catch up with Tom, have some conversation with Tom. Tom's a professor at the St. Minard School of Theology, teaches catechetics, I think it is. So that'll be neat. It'll be good to see him and some of the other people that serve on the representative council. So that's kind of the agenda. The weather looks like it's going to hold up as best I can tell. I know that Hurricane Wilma just crossed the Florida Peninsula, so it's heading back out into the Atlantic. So hopefully we won't get the effect of any of that as we fly into Chicago. I know it's oftentimes a difficult place to fly into Chicago. So anyway, the other thing I thought was kind of interesting is I'm reading some of the work from the Bishops' Conference in Rome on Eucharist, the Bishops' Synod. It was interesting, as you track it in Origins, the number of comments that were made about Eucharist with respect to catechesis and the link that was being made there. So I found that rather interesting. It will be interesting to see what happens, or what the Pope Benedict's letter, what he writes as a result of that synod. It will be interesting to read that and see what he has to say. I know the press early on talked a lot about the conversations they had about married priesthood and celibacy and, you know, communion with people who are divorced but remarried and don't have an annulment. So that's going to be interesting to follow up on, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, those are a few comments for my first podcast. So we're going to go see if we can convert this to an MP3 and get it up on the internet. So anyway, we'll see how this goes and see if there's any possibility for future. I'd really like to take the process with me to the representative council meeting And if we couldn't actually do an interview or two and get those up on the Dawson Director Forum blog, so you might keep an eye open for that. Anyway, this is Don Curry. Talk to you again later. Bye now.